Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 1. Somebody opened a window on the first warm day of spring. Nobody knows who did it. Fresh air blew into yesterday's macaroni for the first time in maybe forever. The animals inside the mountain said, "Oh, it smells so good outside. We wish we could go out there." Well, Kitty went absolutely bonkers when she smelled the outside air. She started running around in circles and climbing the walls and jumping off the furniture and making weird mouth noises. She even jumped on Doggy's back. He said, "Hey, what do you think I am, some sort of fuzzy trampoline?" And Bunny said, "How are you doing there, Kitty?" Kitty said, "I feel great. But what is that wonderful smell? It's making me all frisky." Bunny said, "Oh, that's fresh air. Springtime. It's coming through the open window over there. Come on, I'll show you." So they ran over to the open window and jumped up onto the windowsill. Doggy almost fell outside. "Whoa!" But Kitty grabbed him and pulled him back in. He said, "Oh, thanks." And they looked out the window at the outside world. It was so beautiful, so interesting. They saw the green field that surrounded yesterday's macaroni, and they saw fluffy white clouds rolling through the blue sky. And under the sky, as far as their eyes could see, stretched an endless ocean of trees. And then another breeze blew past. Bunny took a deep breath and she said, "Oh, it smells like longing and daydreams and faraway places." Doggy sniffed the air cautiously. "It does." And then a wild light came into Kitty's eyes and she said, "We should go out there." Doggy said, "We can't. The pumpkin of magic woods might get us." Kitty said, "Then we won't go in the woods. We'll just stay in the field. And if we see the pumpkin, we'll run back inside."
Doggy said, "Oh, I don't know."
Kitty said, "Come on. Do you really want to spend your whole life cooped up inside? What's the point of being alive if we can't even, you know, live?" And then Bunny smiled and she said, "All right, Kitty, I'll come outside with you, if we stay in the field." And Kitty said, "Yes! How about you, Doggy? You coming with us or not?"
Doggy said, "Well, it does smell like there's lots of interesting things to sniff and eat out there."
"Okay, I'll come."
Kitty said, "Great!"
Doggy said, "But maybe we should bring some food with us, just in case we don't find anything to eat out there."
Bunny said, "A picnic. Splendid idea." So they went and packed a picnic basket. And then they gathered back at the windowsill and got ready to jump.
And Doggy looked down at the ground far, far below, and he said, "Oh, it sure is a long way down."
Kitty said, "We'll be fine. Let's jump on the count of three. Ready?
1, 2. And then Doggy said, "Wait, wait, wait!"
And they said, "What's the matter, Doggy?"
He said, I forgot to brush my teeth."
Kitty said, "What are you talking about? You don't need to brush your teeth to go outside."
"Oh, I guess that's true."
"All right, ready? Let's jump on the count of three. 1, 2.
"Wait, wait, wait!"
"Now what, Doggy?"
I
have to organize my socks." "You don't even wear socks."
"Oh, that's true, I guess. Good point."
Kitty said, "All right, let's try this again. We'll jump on the count of three. 1, 2.
"Wait, wait, wait!
Now what?"
I have to go pee."
Kitty said, "You're a dog. You can just pee outside."
Then Doggy put his tail between his legs, because he didn't like it when anyone yelled at him. He said, "Sorry, am I a bad boy?"
And Kitty said, "Yes." Bunny said, "No, but please, just make up your mind."
Doggy looked at the picnic basket, and his tummy rumbled. He said, all right, I'll come."
Kitty said, "Good. All right, let's do it. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. And then they jumped out the window together. It was a long way to the ground. Kitty landed on her feet, of course. She was a cat and a kitty karate master, after all. Bunny's dress opened up like a parachute. And she floated slowly to the ground. But Doggy, however, fell flat on his face in the mud.
And then he just laid there like a dead thing. And Bunny said, Doggy, are you all right? And slowly, Doggy picked himself up. Oh, and he hobbled over to the picnic basket and looked inside. And he said, Don't worry, our lunches are okay. Bunny said, That's great, but are you okay? Oh, Doggy checked himself for broken bones. And he said, Yeah, I appear to be just fine. And Kitty looked around excitedly at the bees and flowers and wild birds. And she said, I love it out here. I'm definitely an outdoor cat. But then suddenly Doggy said, Look out! There's a little yellow thingamajig sneaking up behind you. And Kitty went, What? And she twirled around and got in a fighting stance. Hi-ya! And Bunny said, I think that's called a dandelion. And it's not dangerous at all. It's a kind of flower. And Kitty said, Oh. Doggy said, And he picked the dandelion and popped it into his mouth and chewed on it. And he said, not bad. It tastes kind of like earwax. Kitty said, Ew. Bunny said, Come on, let's explore. So they crept cautiously through the field at first, carefully sniffing, and in Doggy's case, tasting, every new thing they encountered. They kept glancing nervously at the dark forest, expecting the pumpkin to just appear out of nowhere and start shooting pine cones at them. But he never came. The forest just stayed quiet and peaceful. So after a while, they felt pretty safe. They ran lighthearted through the grass, laughing and skipping and frolicking. At the western edge of the field, they saw a dirt path that led into the woods. And there was an old, withered signpost at the head of the path. And Bunny could read the faded words printed there. Everlasting Road. Kitty said, Ooh, Everlasting Road? I bet that would be fun to explore. Doggy said, Oh, maybe another day. We're not going in the woods, remember? Kitty said, Yeah. Well, they walked to another part of the field. And there they found something scary at last. A huge black hole in the ground. Doggy almost stepped right into it. Oh, he stumbled backwards and said, Oh, whose idea was it to put a big weird hole out here where anyone could just fall in? Kitty crept to the edge of the giant hole and looked down. She couldn't even see the bottom. All she saw was blackness. And the air in the hole smelled stale, like an attic, like things long left unused. Kitty said, I wonder how deep it is. So she grabbed a little white rock and threw it into the hole. They listened carefully, but never heard it hit the bottom. Kitty said, Wow, the bottom must be really far down. And Bunny said, Maybe there is no bottom. Well, they stood next to the black hole for a couple of minutes, thinking gloomy thoughts about bad dreams and rainy days and the end of the world. It was as if the hole cast a spell that made them feel hopeless and depressed. But for some reason, they didn't walk away. They just stood there as if hypnotized. But then Doggy's tummy growled. And he said, Oh, hey, how about we leave this depressing pit of doom and go have our picnic? And Bunny shook her head as if to clear it of bad thoughts. And she said, That's a great idea, Doggy. So they walked away from the hole to a sunny part of the field. And they felt better almost as soon as they stepped into the sunshine. Bunny spread the picnic blanket on the warm grass, and then she opened the basket and took out their drinks. She said, Okay, carrot juice for me, milk for Kitty, and root beer for Doggy. Oh, Doggy drank all his root beer down in one long swallow. And then he burped loudly. Bunny said, What do you say? Doggy said, I wish I had more root beer. No. I mean, excuse me. Yes. And then Bunny took out their sandwiches. She said, Kitty, here's your sunfish bagel. Thanks. And here's my clover and raspberry wrap. So this last sandwich must be yours, Doggy. And Bunny wrinkled her nose as she handed it to him. What kind of sandwich is that? It has the most, peculiar odor. Doggy said, Oh, it's only the best sandwich in the whole wide world. A peanut butter, pineapple, pepperoni, and dog food hoagie. Kitty said, Ew. Doggy said, no, it's really good. You want a bite?
No, get that thing away from my face.
Sorry.
Well, Kitty took a bite of her sunfish bagel, and she gazed around contentedly at the peaceful, sunny field. And she said, see, outside isn't dangerous. I bet that pumpkin guy isn't even real. But just then, a warm wind blew in from the west, down Everlasting Road. And it crossed the field and made the flowers tremble. And then it swirled around the animals like something alive.
And Doggy put his sandwich down and said, oh, what is this weird wind?
And then the wind lifted them up into the air.
Ah!
It lifted them about 3 feet off the ground, and then they just hovered there. They couldn't get back down. Bunny squeezed Kitty's paw, and she said, what's happening? And Kitty said, I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. And then the world began to swirl and spin all around them, faster and faster and faster, until all they could see was a big blur of spinning colors. And Doggy covered his eyes with his long floppy ears, and he went, oh, I can't look, it's making me sick to my stomach. And Kitty and Bunny closed their eyes too. Ah! And then, all at once, the spinning stopped. And the animals opened their eyes. But the world around them looked very different. It was night, not morning. And it was autumn, not springtime. There was no wind, no movement, no sound. The stars didn't even twinkle. It was like they had stepped into a frozen moment in time. And there was no sign of their picnic blanket. And no sign of yesterday's macaroni.
Doggy said, I smell danger.
They floated back down to the ground. And Kitty said, awesome, we've journeyed to another world. Bunny said, I think this is still our world, actually. Because look, over there, that's the big black hole in the ground. And there's Everlasting Road. Although the sign looks a lot newer. Kitty said, ooh, maybe we went back in time.
Bunny said, or forward in time.
Doggy said, or sideways in time.
Bunny said, oh, maybe we shouldn't have come outside. Jeffrey and Jennifer are right. Magic Woods is too dangerous.
Doggy said, yep, that's why they don't call it Normal Woods.
But Kitty wasn't scared at all. She looked at the dark forest with excited eyes. And then she saw something moving behind the trees, and she went, hey, I just saw an orange thing moving in the woods.
Doggy tried to hide behind Bunny. He went, yikes, what if it's the pumpkin?
Kitty said, we should go see what it is. Bunny said, no, we should just stay here in the field. Kitty said, but if it's moving, then it's alive. And if it's alive, maybe it can tell us how to get home. Bunny said, I don't know. I have a feeling we should just stay here. Then Kitty stood tall and adjusted her kitty karate belt, and she said, okay, then I'll go. You two wait here. And then she ran towards the dark forest. Bunny said, Kitty, no, come back. But it was too late. Kitty had already vanished into the shadows of the trees. Well, that's the end of The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 1. The next story, as you could probably guess, is The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 2. Goodbye.